Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio by folks from the Sitka Historical Museum. Hal Spackman is the new director coming on January 1st. Chris Todd is the interim director, and John Stein is the board president. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off, Hal, by talking a bit about you. What drew you to the museum, and what aspects of your background do you think make you a good fit for this position?
Well, I have a statewide experience. I know people throughout the state through my experience at Mount Edgecombe High School. I was deputy commissioner of Alaska for a while, and I worked at the University of Alaska Anchorage. So it just is a natural fit for me to come here because I could literally go to any place in the state and almost know somebody. And plus, having lived here for 23 years makes a little bit of a difference, too.
You have a definite connection to the state and to Sitka. What about your interest in history?
Well, my interest in history goes back from being a little kid. You know, I mean, I'm fascinated by the history of where I grew up. And as a, when you think Sitka, you think history, because it is the place that history almost began in Alaska.
Exactly. John, you're the president of the board. What tipped the board's favor in Hal's direction?
Well, we had some excellent candidates, of course, who applied, but I think Hal's history background, his administrative experience, his state-level contacts, all really was a good fit for the organization. And we're in a midst of a transitional period. There's a lot of big projects on the line, the expansion of the Centennial Hall with a new addition of the museum wing. It's going to be in the OK Corral there just to the left of the Centennial Building. Then outfitting that new addition, managing our new curatorial staff, which has been a huge plus for us. Haley has been a terrific addition, professionalizing the museum. So I think Hal is coming on board at a time when we've got some demands on fundraising, like a lot of the organizations in town here, that in the next few years will become important. So I think he's going to be a good fit. He has good rapport with the board members that interviewed him, and his recommendations, of course, are impeccable.
And Hal, what about a vision for the museum? What are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about this idea of enthusiasm for the museum and the history of Sitka, because once, as I said, the idea, when you think Sitka, you think the history of Alaska. And the first thing you see when people come to the Sitka, they want to talk about the culture of the Tlingit people, the Russian history of our beautiful natural surroundings. And, you know, it's just that enthusiasm that I want to bring to this job. And, you know, I want people to say, hey, how can I as a community member be involved in the history of Sitka? And
well, and you folks have thousands of artifacts and display materials and just wealth of possibilities for what you could present to the public. Do you have any thoughts about potential avenues in which you can make it more accessible?
Absolutely. I've got this idea that, you know, when you think of an example of like the King Tut would travel around the country, I could see us having a rotating display in our museum, and where people would say, hey, every 3 months, I want to go to the museum. I want to bring my class there. I want to go visit it. I want to be involved in it. I just want to be there. I want to be a part of the history and to show the history that I bring, or my family brings, or my culture brings. And so it's about building that enthusiasm for what we already have here, and just get that knowledge out there.
Increase the visibility of
Absolutely.
The museum. Right, right. Well, what's coming up in the short term for the museum, Chris?
Well, let's see, Melissa. Right now, we have I don't know if the listeners are remember the 100th year celebration of the Alaska Native Brotherhood And there were some panels installed there that a lot of people worked really long and hard on. And we also have a traveling exhibit of those panels. And so we actually have those back after they've gone all over the state from Petersburg to Gustavus to Juneau, and they've made the rounds, and now they're back home. So that's on display right now at the museum. And we do have a fundraiser, which I'm not going to be talking about the topic, but we are looking forward to something in the springtime that I think folks will be really interested in. And
Chris just finished a great renovation of the floor space there, too, which I think.
Yeah, we did move things around right before Thanksgiving, and took about a week to reinvigorate our space. So it doesn't look the same as it has in past years. So that was a lot of work and really fun, and we've had lots of great feedback on that. So, but coming up, I'd say, getting Hal in the seat there, and he and Haley, I think, are going to be Haley Chambers, our curator, who's just been here since June. They are going to be a great team, so we're really looking forward to
a lot of new energy.
Exactly, it's going to be great.
And John, you mentioned that this is a transitional period for the museum. Could you speak a little more closely to that?
Well, I when I first came on, I guess being involved with the museum, I was a city manager, and the assembly was very skeptical about how the program was going. And since that time, I think the museum board has responded. Ernestine Massey is past president, and all those really active board members to add professionalism. And so we have now had three professional curators on board, and Haley Chambers being the latest. Jacqueline Fernandez was on board, and then before her, our first one. Anyway, we've had a great team, and they have now developed really a curatorial ethic in the museum. We're storing, handling, taking care of our products in a standard way, so that the professionalism is really ramped up, and the curator really rules as far as handling historical artifacts, and also she develops the proposals for the exhibits and those kinds of things. So I think that's the transitional part. And then, of course, our space transition. We're adding almost exactly the space that we occupy now in this new edition, which will be done in 2016, I think. But we're hoping for additional funding to, like, double that. So we have 2,500 feet. We're looking for more like 6,000. If that occurs, then we'll be adding some more professional exhibits. So there's a whole move to really spiff up, professionalize, and design the space so that it's usable by the community, and also it's a source of, cultural tourism, a magnet to bring people into town.
Let's remind people where exactly you're located, your hours of operation, and how people can get involved if they want to do more than just visit.
Sure. I think John's nodding at me. So let's see. Currently, and for a long time, we have been located in the Centennial Hall building. As you come in the doors, take a right and go down the hall. There's a little museum banner. Our winter operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then in May, we ramp up opening every day, and I believe we're open except Sundays from 10 to 5. So, but right now, 10 to 2. If you want to stop by and the door's locked but the lights are on, just bang on the door, and we'll happily let you in.
Are there volunteer opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome volunteers, and that's one of the things Haley has been working on is ramping up our volunteer program. So you bet. Give us a call or check us out on Facebook, actually.
Our volunteers just passed the 1,000, 10,000 mark of recording photographs and that kind of thing. So we've got some really active folks helping us out.
Well, wonderful. Is there, you mentioned Facebook, is there a phone number?
Sure, 747-6455.
Okay, well, thank you so much, folks, for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
I've been speaking with Hal Spackman, the new director of the Sitka Historical Museum. Chris Todd is the interim director, and John Stein is the president of the board.